Yadaika padena sapati varvakas.
Yadaika padena sapati varvakas.
Tasto tad angushta nipidita mahi. Nanama tatrardam ibendra dishtita.
Nanama tatrardam ibendra dishtita.
Tariva savye tarata pade pade.
Tariva savye tarata pade pade.
Yada.
Yada.
When.
When.
Eka.
Eka.
With one.
With one.
Padena.
Padena.
Leg. Saha.
Saha.
Dhruva Maharaj.
Pativa.
Pativa.
The kings.
Arpaka.
Arpaka.
Child.
Child.
Tasto.
Tasto.
Remained standing.
Remained standing.
Tat angushta.
Tat angushta.
His big toe.
His big toe.
Nipidita,
nipidita,
being pressed.
Jesus.
Mahi,
mahi,
the earth.
The earth.
Nanarma,
nanarma,
bend down.
Bend
down. Tatra,
tatra,
then.
Then.
Ardham,
ardham,
half.
Half.
Ipa Indra,
Ipa Indra,
the king of elephants.
King of elephants.
Dishtita,
dishtita,
being situated.
Tari
Eva,
like a
boat.
Like a boat.
Savya Itarata, right and left. Pade
Pade,
in every step.
Translation
and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. As Dhruva Maharaj, the king's son, kept himself steady, standing on one leg, the pressure of his big toe pushed down half the earth, just as an elephant being carried on a boat rocks the boat left and right with his every step. Translation responsibly. As Dhruva Maharaj, the king's son, kept himself steadily standing on one leg, carried Pativa Bharaka, son of the king. When Dhruva Maharaj was at home, although he was a king's son, he was prevented from getting on the lap of his father. But when he became advanced in self-realization or devotional service, by the pressure of his toe, he could push down the whole earth. That is the difference between ordinary consciousness and Krishna consciousness. In ordinary consciousness, a king's son may be refused something even by his father. But when the same person becomes fully Krishna conscious within his heart, he can push down the earth with the pressure of his toe. One cannot argue, how is it that Dhruva Maharaj is shared by the learned? For it is an example of Nagna Matrika logic. By this logic, one would think that because his mother in her childhood was, she should remain naked, even surprised when she learned that Dhruva Maharaj, by concentrating constantly on the Supreme Personality of Godhead within his heart, could press down the entire earth like an elephant who presses down the boat on which it is loaded. Amagyan Timanandasya Kinanjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Kaupatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishna Vebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare
Hare Rama Rama
Rama Hare Hare. We're hearing here further about the pastime of Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj's intense devotional service, the devotional service and the devotional attitude, you will not get back to Krishna. We have to be willing to pay any price to get back. At this point in time, at the age of 70 years old, basically. So it's like Mahatma Prabhu is coming in now into the temple. So, Mahatma Prabhu, how old are you now?
81.
How old are you now?
81.
81, okay. Okay, so this is, you can imagine Prabhupada was preaching until 81. That's when Prabhupada left this world. So you may have pastime. He said that if there was a third heart attack, he said he would have left this world. Could not tolerate a third. He actually said, and this is not written in the Lilamrita, but Prabhupada actually said that Krishna came and sat on the side of his bed and massaged his chest all night. Krishna himself came. And Prabhupada said he had that dream that he was going across, and the different avatars of Krishna were rowing the boat across. So it was a divine mission. It wasn't ordinary. But still, sometimes we minimalize the bhakti or the devotion or the effort or the sacrifice involved when great souls do something. And we say, oh, well, Prabhupada was a pure devotee. He was empowered. He did that. But it may not have felt like that for Prabhupada. It was a great struggle. And you see, if you go back through our history, you see all the acharyas had to struggle to establish the Krishna consciousness movement. It was never easy for anyone. If you go back and you see even when Lord Chaitanya was there, I mean, Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, so what's the obstacle? There is no obstacle, but the Muslims were in charge at that time. And they were causing problems. And even one time when Lord Chaitanya was traveling, he was on the way to Vrindavan, he was heading north, and he was attracting a big crowd, and the devotees said, be careful, because the Muslims, they see that you're very popular as a Hindu saint, they will attack you, they may hurt you. So they were concerned for the Lord. And then you see Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami was put into jail. We don't often think about these things or meditate on these things, but he was put into prison. So these are the kind of sacrifices they made to, and Shamananda Prabhu, they were traveling. They had all of the Shastra written by the Goswamis, and it was stolen. Imagine how you would feel. All of the Shastric works which you're taking from one place to another, and it's taken. Not like these days, we have so many books. We say, oh, what's the problem? Someone stole the Bhagavatam set, we'll just get another set and we'll just put it there. Back then, everything was handwritten and there weren't second copies at that point in time. And then Baladev Vijayabhushan, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, they had to face great opposition in Jayapur. The kings of Jayapur at that point in time, the Ramanuj Sampradaya, they were doing the worship in the temple. And they wanted to take away the deity of Radharani so that Radha was not worshipped with Krishna. Because they said, where is the Shastric evidence? Krishna should be worshipped by himself. And Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, Baladev Vijayabhushan, they were insistent that Krishna must be with Teriyam Vedanta Sutra. Where is your commentary? There wasn't a commentary. Because devotees always thought that the Bhagavatam is the commentary. Because the Bhagavatam is the commentary on Vedanta Sutra. So no one ever wrote another commentary. So Baladev Vijayabhushan, he went before the deity of Govindadev in Jayapur, Rupa Goswami's deity. And he was in great anxiety. And he said to the deity, he said, I don't have a commentary. They're going to remove Radharani from your side. So then the deity gave a commentary, spoke. And he spoke the Govinda Bhashya. And at that time when he spoke the Govinda Bhashya, the commentary, then Baladev Vijayabhushan, he wrote it down. And then the next day he showed the priest and the writer, he said, look, we have a commentary spoken by the deity himself. Right? And if you look at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada said he dedicates the Bhagavad Gita to Vallabhbhai Bhujibhushan, who so nicely presented for the last 500 years, last 5,000 years, who was a great sacrifice. There have been many, many great devotees who have sacrificed so that we can all sit here and eat halava and custard. That's a fact. We take it for granted now. These days, you know, we walk in and the sacrifice is not as great. Even Prabhupada's disciples, when Prabhupada first took them to India, the amount of sacrifice they had to perform to establish the movement, like that, you know, it's much more austere than the sacrifice we perform now. We don't perform as much sacrifice as what has been done. So whatever small sacrifice we are asked to perform, then we must do that willingly, with a pleasing attitude. That's what Krishna is saying. Bhakti must be anukul. Anukul means?
Favorable.
Yeah. It can't be pratikul. Pratikul means?
Unfavorable.
Right? You're doing the service, you have to do it with anukul. Anukul means favorable. Right? You can't be in your mind thinking, I don't want to do this, this is too difficult, why am I doing this? Why can't someone else do this? Like that. You can't be thinking like that. You have to be favorable when you do the service. So whatever we're doing, and when we're asked to sacrifice, the consciousness still has to be favorable towards Krishna. Right? Otherwise, it's not considered pure devotional service. So this is the attitude of the devotee. The devotee has to be favorable, tibra, intense devotional service. And the tapasya is what gives you strength in the future. You'll see. If you do tapasya, to serve Krishna is very different. You have to have a different attitude. Right? And much of the strength that we have, because you see, there's not so many devotees who have been around a long time. You have a look. Where are they? Prabhupada initiated so many disciples, but not distribution. That requires a discipline. And that discipline comes from your early days. You know, sometimes I look at the young devotees and I think, yeah, I used to be like that. I'm getting old now. Can you see the grey hair? You can't see? Okay, when it gets longer, you can see. Next week, you'll see. It gets longer, it gets grey. So as you get older, and I look now. I'm not even old. Right? I'm only 48. I'm not like an old person. But when I look at the young devotees, I think, yeah, I used to be like that. I used to have that energy and I used to be able to do that and all these things, but it's different now. So then you have to sustain your enthusiasm in a different way, right? So you do the austerity in the beginning and you purify yourself, but then later on you have to come to the mode of goodness. Mode of goodness means maintenance. In the beginning, it's a lot of passion. You're burning it off. And Prabhupada says that in the Lilamrita thing. You know, some mornings you get in the car, it doesn't start anymore. Or you hear rattles, or you know something falls off. That's what your body becomes like as you get older. You know, something just falls off. You know, one of your teeth. One time, Prabhupada was on a plane, right? He was taking some prasadam, and he went, pulled out the tooth, right? And he gave it to his servant. Happened on two occasions. That's why when the body gets old, just like, pieces just fall off, right? Or there's rattles, you know, just things rattle. Your enthusiasm, you have to be in the mode of goodness. If you're not in the mode of goodness, you can't maintain it. But to be in the mode of goodness, you have to burn out the passion when you're young. And you have to overcome the influence of the mode of ignorance. Mode of ignorance means, I can't be bothered. I just want to sleep, I want to rest. Don't sleep and don't rest. Prabhupada said, sleep and sickness are maya stopping your service. That's what they are. Hare Krishna. Right? Right? If you're sleeping too much, right, that is maya. So Prabhupada said, sleep is death. Prabhupada said that. Prabhupada said, when I'm sleeping, I feel like I'm wasting my time. But you have to rest. So Prabhupada would minimize it 2 hours. And then you see over the years, sometimes devotees get really enthusiastic. You know, young devotee, you hear the class in the morning, and yes, okay, 2 hours from now on. 4 hours, I've seen it. 4 hours from now on. But then you can't maintain it. One time Prabhupada was on the train in India, and he was in the compartment. He was with Tamal Krishna Maharaj. And then, you know, 10:30, they turned the lights off. They had like a private cabin. So they took rest. So 12:30, Prabhupada wakes up, turns the light on, because Prabhupada only sleeps 2 hours. So tomorrow Krishna Maharaj says, oh, the light's on, Prabhupada's sitting up. So he sat up, you know, like that, offered his obeisance and sat up. Prabhupada said, no, you take rest. He said, this is not sufficiently imitate these things, but we should minimize. It is also Maya trying to stop your service. These days it's like it's popular for devotees to be sick. I have to be sick. Prabhuji, no, I can't do my own sick. My knee hurts, my ankle. my head hurts. My heart hurts. My fingernail hurts. I got a little cut there yesterday. You can see it. Very bad. So anything will stop the service these days. Anything. You understand when there's sickness, that is Maya stopping your service. You have to understand that point. That's a way of Maya stopping you from serving Krishna. So when Maya is trying to stop, we have to. It's our service to
fire.
Fire, right? Something's on fire. You put it out immediately. You don't say, "Okay, that's okay." Well, no, fire immediately and
debt.
Right? If you have a debt, if you're grihastha, you have a debt. You deal with it immediately. Otherwise, 1 year, 2 years, it becomes unmanageable and a lot of stress. And then the other one is
sickness.
Yeah. Illness, sickness. If the body is sick, you deal with it immediately. Otherwise it becomes a big problem. You take it seriously. That is your service, actually. That is your service. If you're sick, your service is to look after your body. Do not neglect it. Because you want to get better so you can serve Krishna. You don't want to get some chronic illness. Especially when you're young. Yeah, you want to serve Krishna. I would say up until I was about 36, there was really no problems. Yeah, and then 36... You know, and they say over the hill. You know, when you get old, they say you're over the hill. So about 36. You know. Oh, Prabhuji. So this is the point. We have to become Tivrena Bhakti Yogena. Intense in devotional service. Intense means you're... I said, Maharaj, what's the difference between being serious and being sincere? Swami said. Sincere means... you two, calm down. Of the spiritual master. That's the difference between devotees and sincere. Oh, I'm sincere, I want to serve, I want to serve. No, you will serve. Nothing stops you from doing your service. That is Tivrena, Bhakti Yogena. I was watching last night before I went to bed in Jajumna Swami in, where is he? Siberia? Russia? So he's on the other side of there. He was down here a couple of weeks ago, right? He flew from here to Russia. I can't even think of a plane. Flies to Russia, right? Other side of the earth, right? And now he's preaching up in Siberia, like at the top of the earth, right? He said it's minus zero, that's the temperature during the day at the moment, right? Minus zero, and preaching and spreading Krishna consciousness. So that is serious. Huh? I remember one time I got like sick, 3-4 weeks, I got hepatitis A, jaundice. They call it jaundice, so you turn yellow. I went to India, 94, did Braj Mandal Parikram for 1 month. We walked around 400 kilometers around Vrindavan barefoot, all the devotees, late November. And then we went traveling during the week out to the towns, distributing, and then we came back I was giving class because my jaundice was coming, like that. And then my chest turned yellow, like actually like, you know, like the little girl's jumper. You know, when you have jaundice, you turn yellow. My chest turned like that color. Like, you know, actually, my eyes and my whole body looked a little bit yellow like that. So it's jaundice. So I was sick. Because when I was doing Brajmandal Parakram, we must have went through some village or something, we're taking prasad, and then, you know, sometimes there's diseases there. I must have got some jaundice. And then, so 3-4 weeks, I couldn't do any service. You know, you become very weak, and you can't eat anything which is has any oil in it, because the liver kind of closes down. So I just had to eat very light for 3-4 weeks. I had no strength. You know, I couldn't get up early. And then I just sit out there. I had to walk from the Brahmachari Ashram to the courtyard. You know, it took me like, you know, 5 minutes just to walk from there to there. And then I'd just sit there on the bench, chanting 16 rounds. It felt like it took, you know, hours. I mean, it took 2 hours, but I was just like so weak like that. No strength on it. So sometimes when you get sick, then you have to change your service. So whatever strength I had, I was reading Prabhupada's books and absorbing myself. After 3 or 4 weeks, I was better again, and then I went out. And then I did another marathon in January. Now, I guess December I was too weak. So, but then in my heart I thought, no, I've missed this opportunity. So then January I did another marathon, my own marathon. Went out and did extra hours, distributed more books, and then caught up. So that is the system. The system is sometimes, you know, we get stopped in devotional service, but you don't lose your intensity. And you have to maintain that intensity year after year after year. This is a marathon that we're running. Easy to be enthusiastic when you're a young devotee. Everything's like, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama. That's easy. Anyone can do that. When you're young. No, that's easy. Seriously, it's easy. We all did that when we were young. You know, I was thinking, how I know, like, yeah, that's good. That enthusiasm is there. But then long term, you have to maintain the same enthusiasm, but it will change. You know, when you get older devotee, you don't go like so crazy. Right? It goes very deep within your consciousness. Right? And you begin to cultivate your actual relationship with Krishna. That's what we're aiming for. What's the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement? And then you maintain your enthusiasm externally by spreading the Hare Krishna movement. So that is the cultivation. So here it is saying that Dhruva Maharaj, he was practicing Tivrena Bhakti. He became so heavy that... from what? Intense devotional service. Now, his devotional service was? Yeah, it was materially motivated. That's another interesting point in this pastime. Materially motivated devotional service. Is anyone familiar with that? One devotee, very good. Yeah. Like that. I'm also like that. Devotional service, but materially motivated. So many motivations, so many reasons why we serve Krishna, which are not pure devotional service. On Sunday, I went to Kanambakanan Swami's Vyasa Puja. Now, my wife is his disciple, so I went to her. So she was writing her homage like a couple of days before getting her, meditating on her relationship with Guru. And then she was reading the teachings of Gaur Govinda Swami, a great acharya. So Gaur Govinda Swami, he was pointing out that devotional service, it comes from hearing the holy name being chanted in the association of the Guru. Yeah, you must hear the holy name, and that's how this bhakti is transformed from one to another. Because when you are in the association of the Guru, you will get that devotional mood. That's why we need to associate with the advanced devotees, because then we will that devotional.
For devotional service, for the holy name to become pure, you must receive it from Guru. You must learn to chant from Guru. The Guru teaches you how to chant. Chanting is an internal meditation. You have to have the right mood. Where do you learn the mood from? From the spiritual master. Right. So you chant, you get the mood of chanting properly. Right. And then your chanting must become unmotivated. You simply chant and serve for Krishna's pleasure. Now, we are not like that. We're not simply serving and chanting just for Krishna's pleasure. Sometimes we are, but not all the time. Not apratihyata. Apratihyata means always. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he analyzes. There are many ananata, which is the most difficult to remove from our consciousness. Which one is that? Sorry, in Sanskrit. Pratishtha. It's called Pratishtha. This is the most difficult. The boys sit on this side. Yeah, that's okay. You sit on this side. So, Pratishtha. Pratishtha means? Yeah, desire for recognition. Right? Name, fame, recognition. That's the anartha, which is the most distracting. And that's the hardest, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, the hardest to get rid of. Right? And it contaminates our devotional service, our devotional mood, our devotional consciousness. We're doing service, but we become attached to the recognition we get when doing the service. Just like I was there one time at Govardhan Hill, and Sachinandan became like, you know, head pot washer, and then you become Sankirtan leader, and then you become temple president, and then you become GBC, then you become guru. It's like, you know, there's like a hierarchy. So you may be a guru, and then he said, people will come and they will bow at your feet, and they will give you money, and they will give you gifts and adoration, and you will get all of these things. But then the obstacle, or the, I'm trying to think of the word.
Anartha,
yeah, but the, something to, I can't think of the word, but it becomes a distraction in your devotional service. But then you become attached to it, and then that becomes the motivation of your devotional service. Oh, if I go, everyone will bow to me, and everyone will offer me respect, and they'll give me money, and they'll give me facility, and they give you nice prasadam, and, you know, in the temple, they always bring the lamp to you first, and all those things. You become attached to those things. And even Maharaj was saying, he said he was in one festival, I think he said it was Russia, or some festival. He said there were many sannyasis, many gurus there in ISKCON, ISKCON guru sannyasi. Number of them were there at the front. And then he said one devotee came with the lamp and he offered it to one of the Maharajas. And the Maharaj standing next to him, he said, no, you offered to me first. Huh? I am the senior. Like that. And Sachinandan Swami was there and he said, he did not think that was the right mood. Maybe it was the right mood. Maybe Maharaj, whoever the Maharaj was making the point. Maybe it was correct, and maybe his motive was correct. But Sachinandan Swami said he did not feel that was the right mood. No. Because we may be attached to receiving recognition. So it has to be very careful. So our mood, if you want to become successful in your Krishna consciousness, if you want to go back home, back to Godhead, if you want to be a devotee your whole life with enthusiasm, what is the secret? There's one verse. One verse in our Shastra is the secret to everything. What is that verse? Which verse is it? Trinada Pisu Nichena, Tora Pisu Hishnuna, Amanina, Manadena, Kirtaniya Hasadahari. Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says you have to wear that verse on your neck like your Kanti Mala. It should be like that. We don't wear it like that. You know, sometimes there, sometimes not there. Sometimes we're very humble. Other times we pretend we're very humble. But we're not really very humble. Everyone's like this, huh? but not really like that. It's easy to do like that. It's easy to pretend like that, but not really humble. And to become really humble. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur, more humble, more tolerant, always offering respect, and not expecting respect. They're the four elements of real humility. And he says, out of the four, which is the most important? Of the four, which is the most important? To be humble, to be tolerant, to offer respect, or to not expect respect? One is the most important. Which one? Yes, sir. Very good. Yeah, it's the most important element is to always offer respect. That's actual humility. That's the most difficult to always do. Right? I'll give everyone full respect regardless of their position. Or I'll give them full respect according to their position. Right? Because we don't respect everyone the same. Right? But according to their position, you can. Don't expect too much.